Tende Domine et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Hello, my friend. I join you now, and Greg and I do in a particular, wonderfully deep way. Through these coming days, I know that Greg and his family, as many families, will be finding their way to a liturgy. We enter, I'm sitting with you on a Palm Sunday, looking into this week, Holy Week, and the wonderful celebration of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, the Easter Vigil. For me, is especially huge and rich experience, and it's one of our most ancient liturgies in the Christian Church. We might say the Christian churches, because wonderfully, thousands of years ago now, there were incredibly rich variations according to culture and place and language and imagery that would have shaped a liturgy, which means people work. People gathered, as we will this week, each of us, maybe you will, in a place of worship, a place of gathering, a place of, in our culture, sensing God's presence, an Easter Sunday. Again, there's a quietude about Easter Sunday here that's so beautiful, and praise God often with sunshine, but not always. We have lingering snow now, and it may still hang out till then. But what is here is the warmth of God's presence, or even the fire and heat of God's love. And just a few words from my youth that stir in me now as I share this time with you, which is always, for me, and I listened to some friends recently, really quite intimate. It seemed important for me to begin always remembering you, whether I know you personally or not. But I'm blessed to know a number of you well. And I would ask you right now to jump in the car with me. Let's climb in. I'm a pretty good driver. And head off Thursday night. Possibly after sharing a liturgy, this may or may not be your practice or was as a child. It was ours as a family that we would leave Holy Cross Parish, the furthest north parish in Rochester, and drive up Lake Avenue and go to St. Patrick's Cathedral for Rochester at that time, and then to two or three or four, maybe five churches. I forget the usual number of visits that we would go on as a family, and we would be there in the quietude of the community, the time of worship and adoration, and the arrangement of flowers and candles and the lingering of incense in the church after the liturgy that had the ministers, priests, and others take the Blessed Sacrament and place it in reservation, we say, for adoration. It's not preservation. That's not at all the point of the sacred meal, but to put it aside in a sense, or in a place where you and I can come present to it and adore and give thanks and praise for the God poured out for us, the one became flesh in us, for us, and now bread and wine, that we might, as Christ did, not preserve ourselves nor reserve ourselves too much, but to go as food and love for others into the world. As a family, we went church to church, and I can feel right now, and I suppose it's the last little piece of this reflection I want to offer you, of the beautiful distinctive difference from one church to another. How they were built, possibly, but how things were arranged so that we could come forward and sit in a side pew in the dark of the church and see and feel the light around the Blessed Sacrament. Smell the particular flowers that they gathered, all of which will be rearranged for the wonderful celebration of the vigil and of Easter. But now out and shining, bright on this night before Christ's Passion, or the unfolding of his passion, because Christ's passion, especially in John's gospel, began when we heard the fact that from all time, God wanted us to be one with Christ and Christ one with us. Sent into the world so that in flesh and blood and the reality of time and space, we will be privileged by the presence of a loving God. And so in this time of reverencing, of coming before Christ reserved, we sit in the presence of all that is love. And the one who embraced, embodied, reaches out now to all people, all places, big and small, churches and tribal gatherings and mosques and other settings where people will gather in their own rich sense of holiness and do gather with a sense of rich abiding holiness. And the longing that we would live out, now we as Christians live out, the radical understanding of the outpouring of God in Jesus Christ, the hesed, the love that will not only linger but remain and be active with us, and the empathetic relationship that is ours, the amazing gift of lively love. From place to place, and I'm not sure how long that evening went, we would then drive home. And I remember, and I was thinking earlier when I came to this little reflection with you about how joyful the time in the car was. We're a loud family, but I don't remember the vigor or liveliness or excitement of conversation as much as the quiet anticipation of going to another church. Never silenced as a family, never quieted by our parents. Yet there was a quietude in the car. I think a reverence and a joy of just being together. A more intimate place maybe than a home, even though our home was really quite small for seven people. Now we're in a car, and yet there's a sense of largeness and wholeness and fullness that is in our hearts and where we're traveling to the place where we're going to be with others. So not only in the Eucharist reserved in the beautiful setting set aside by a parish community and ministers bringing the sacred sacrament to that place, our car was sacramental and part of the renewing and rebuilding of the church. And you and I, my sisters and brothers, find our way from there or to there, back to our families, back to those relationships where I really need to sit in awe of the God in Christ who is present to us here in ourselves and in each other, my dear friend. So take a little time, maybe now or maybe later or off and on through this week. You may already have a daily practice, or you might try one out this week. It needn't be a long time. It could be 3 to 5 minutes or two, or even just one. When you and I would take a deep breath and sense the one who abides in us and calls us forth eventually to ride into the world, marveling in the way God is profoundly, transparently revealed in other people and places. But now, to be still and know that God is among us. Now to be still and hear God say, I am. To be still and know. To be still. To be. Peace and Easter joy as we move into this time from Greg Lacamelli and his whole family and everybody in the mountain community as we embrace each other from near and far in the peace that surpasses all understanding.
Christ is arisen today.
Alleluia.
Our triumphant holy day.
Alleluia.
Who did once upon the cross.
Alleluia.
Suffered to redeem our loss.
For more information about Mount Irenaeus, visit www.mountainonline.org. Join us in making all things new.